In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. As strangers and pilgrims on earth. A strange line from the general prayer of the Lutheran hymnal or Lutheran worship. What makes that line so strange is not the fact that we don't pray the general prayer all that much anymore. No, what makes that line so strange is that it doesn't seem to fit today. There are very few signs that we, individually or corporately as the church, are the least bit uncomfortable in this world. If anything, we have accommodated ourselves all too well, as each of our wish lists demonstrate. Strangers and pilgrims? No, that line just doesn't seem to fit us. Or does it? More often than we care to admit, we are indeed strangers. Strangers to God and to His ways. There are times when we have lived as enemies of the cross of Christ. Times when self-centeredness has taken deep root in our lives. Times when our appetite for things and signs of success overcome our appetite for the Word of God. Times when pride in puny accomplishments prevents us from seeing their source in the one from whom all blessings flow. Strangers and enemies of the cross, we have been all too often. Stranger yet is the love and mercy of God. For us strangers and enemies of God, Christ poured Himself out. He took our flesh and moved in among us, and taking on our condition of warts, needs, intricacies, convolutions, and tendencies, all without succumbing to them, even as He gave His life on the cross for us. And in the enemy territory of our lives, the cross of Christ stakes out a claim. Through the word and water of baptism, we are made citizens of heaven. And in our lives, the forgiveness of sins that Christ won for us on that cross, that forgiveness establishes a beachhead in us and makes us a colony of heaven, giving us an outlook far beyond this world to the hopeful expectation of the Savior who will come from heaven, our Lord Jesus Christ. As a colony of heaven, claimed by the cross of Christ, life is not a settled affair. Always subject to constant attacks from without or from within, always in danger of losing its young, regarded so often as a threat by an atheistic culture, the Christian colony is always on the edge of temptation. The temptation to settle in, to stake a claim, to build the fences, to guard the turf, and to become very satisfied with our little corner of the world. And yet the very word of God that sustains us as a colony of heaven is the very word that impels us into the world with that saving word about the incarnate word. As a colony of heaven, we are not a stationary settlement, but we are a people on the move, not unlike the first disciples of Jesus trying breathlessly to keep up with Him. With Christ, we are on an adventure, with many unknowns, many places, strange places to visit, many people to serve, many opportunities to proclaim the love of God in Christ Jesus, our Lord. And because of the cross of Christ, as strangers and pilgrims here on earth, we are a colony of heaven, be it Peoria or Puerto Rico, North Broadway Avenue or Clayton Road, F-31 or D-31. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.